With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, the 24th chapter in Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam begins the Perek by introducing various prohibitions, various activities that we may not do on Shabbos, despite the fact that they don't resemble the Melachos Midoraisa, despite the fact that they will not lead us to the performance of Melachos Midoraisa, nevertheless they are forbidden. And the prohibitions that we are referring to, as the Rambam continues to explain in Halacha Aleph, are all based on a pasuk that we have in the Navi Yeshaya. The Navi writes that im tashiv mishabas raglecha, that if you restrain your feet, this is us, the Jewish people, because of the day of Shabbos, asois chafotzecha b'yoyim kachi, that if we will refrain from pursuing our desires on God's holy day, then there are tremendous brachas that are given to us. And from this pasuk we learn that's called something that comes midivrei kabbalah in nigla, that means from Nach, here from the Navi Yeshaya, that there are many activities that we must refrain from doing on Shabbos for it not to resemble a weekday. For example, as the Rambam spells out later in the middle of Halacha Dalit, that va'asur lorutz uladalik b'Shabbos, that it's forbidden to run and to jump on Shabbos. Continuing to quote from that same pasuk in Yeshaya, where it says, Ma'asois derochecha, that we have to refrain from following our ordinary ways. In other words, that the manner in which we walk on Shabbos should not resemble the manner that we walk on the week. In the week, people run, people jump. Shabbos, we have to walk in a menuchadik way. However, continues the Rambam in Halacha Hei, that mutar lorutz b'Shabbos ledvar mitzvah, that it is permitted to run on Shabbos for any matter that involves a mitzvah. And the Rambam gives an example that we are allowed to run to a shul. We are allowed to run to a Beis HaMedrash, to a study house, to learn Torah on Shabbos, etc., etc. The Rebbe, as brought down in Yein Malchus, Sefer Zmanim, Simen Yud Beis, makes a gewaldic tumult explaining the inner message of this halach. And now we're speaking how we apply this b'pnimiyus ha'inyanim. Shabbos is Shabbos Kodesh, but Shabbos also, Chazal tell us that a Talmud Chacham Ikra Shabbos. In other words, there are certain people that are always called Shabbos. There is a concept in halacha called a meis mitzvah. A meis mitzvah halachically means that if there's a person deceased, passed on, found out there on the road, and we don't know who his or her relatives are, if we know who the relatives are, then we notify the relatives and they have the mitzvah and the responsibility to see to it that the deceased is properly buried. But if we don't know who the relatives are, then the one who finds that mace, we call this mace a mace mitzvah, has the great schus and the responsibility to bury that individual. Now it's important to note, as the Rebbe speaks out, that this concept, that there is a mitzvah, a huge mitzvah, to bury a mace mitzvah, goes even on a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is referred to as a Jew that's on the level of Shabbos Shabbosin. A Kohen Gadol that's doing the Avodah of Yom Kippur, that only a Kohen Gadol can do. If he is the one that finds the mace mitzvah, the Kohen Gadol interrupts his lofty Avodah to occupy himself to do what is needed for the mace mitzvah. So says the Rebbe beautifully, that there are certain Yidden that ataka talmidei chachamim, and they are on the level of Shabbos, that they say that when they encounter a ruchnius dika meis mitzvah, what does that mean? A meis mitzvah, says the Rebbe, is when a person is alive, but whenever you speak to him or to her about Torah, about mitzvahs, there's no chayas, there's no life. That's a spiritual meis mitzvah. And there's an obligation and there is a responsibility to do everything we could to bring them back to life. So last not a Talmud Chacham come and say, "Oh, I'm on the level of Shabbos. I don't have to be involved with Yidden that are currently on the level of a Meis Mitzvah." That's what the Rambam is telling us, that there is a mitzvah to run to do a mitzvah on Shabbos. In other words, a Yid that's on the level of Shabbos has a mitzvah to run Dafka the Yid on that level and to reach out there and to do all that we could to bring life back into Yidden that are temporarily on the level of a Meis Mitzvah. And when we make our effort, without doubt, that all of us have the koyach to push it, bring back the dead to life, which is to awaken the spark that every Yid already has within them, that it should come and burn and shine forth.